Lesson 11. Penguins. Text.
These cute seabirds have wings, but they cannot fly. They wear a black or blue-gray overcoat, and they have a white belly, a pair of short legs, and two wings that serve as flippers. There are 18 species of them. We must look at their heads and necks to tell one species from another. Some have a pair of long yellow eyebrows. Some have a rock star hairstyle. Some have lemon, yellow, and orange markings on their cheeks. And some just have no special markings at all. When these seabirds walk on land, they look clumsy. Yet, when they dive into the water, they become excellent swimmers. Most of them live in places covered by snow and ice all year round in the southern hemisphere, but some are found in warmer areas near the equator. What are they? These cute seabirds are penguins. King penguins and emperor penguins are the two largest types in their family. King penguins can reach a height of 38 inches, and emperor penguins can be 48 inches tall. The smallest penguin is the little blue penguin from Australia and New Zealand. When it stands straight, it is just about 16 inches tall. Big penguins have some advantages over their smaller relatives. Big penguins can stay warm easier, so they can live in a colder climate. Big penguins can dive deeper and stay underwater longer, so they can catch food far below the surface.
Dialogue. The Polar Aquarium.
I visited the Polar Aquarium today.
Is it like a zoo of polar animals?
Almost. There are a lot of polar animals and seabirds, such as seals, whales, and penguins. People don't get much chance of seeing them.
It must have been fun seeing those unusual animals and birds.
Absolutely. To be frank, I learned quite a lot about those animals and polar areas. I'm thinking of taking my kids there one of these days.
Maybe you should let me know about your plan. I want to take my kids there someday, too.
Now, listen to the dialogue again and follow along.
The Polar Aquarium.
I visited the Polar Aquarium today.
Is it like a zoo of polar animals?
Almost. There are a lot of polar animals and seabirds, such as seals, whales, and penguins. People don't get much chance of seeing them.
It must have been fun seeing those unusual animals and birds.
Absolutely. To be frank, I learned quite a lot about those animals and polar areas. I'm thinking of taking my kids there one of these days.
Maybe you should let me know about your plan. I want to take my kids there someday, too.